You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Every now and then, a Wisconsin story goes national. A few years back, it was Act 10, the budget repair bill, and the protests that followed. Then Congressman Paul Ryan ran for vice president, and now it's the likely presidential campaign of Governor Scott Walker. Not just any campaign, it's one that's doing well in a lot of polls, and that's bringing media attention, national media attention, to the state and to the governor. So for the reporters already on the scene, the ones here in Wisconsin, what changes when that state story goes national? A panel discussion on Monday night brought together journalists talking about the unique challenges of covering the likely Walker presidential run. We've got one of the panelists here with us now. Matthew DeFore is a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, where he's been covering Governor Walker's national appearances. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thank you so much for having me.
Well, the thing I think of first of all in a situation like this is you're going to probably see a lot more scrutiny of everything you write from people all across the partisan spectrum.
Yeah, that's definitely true, although I do feel like there's a cacophony of different stories out there from the right and the left and from traditional media outlets on Governor Walker. You know, one of the things I do as I'm following the governor is I just keep a Google News feed of every single story. So one of my jobs is to, you know, basically just follow everything that's written about the governor as best as I can. I'm tracking his, you know, media appearances when he's on Fox News or, you know, the Dana Loesch show. And so, you know, I'm just trying to sort of immerse myself in what Scott Walker is saying and doing, and as I write about those things, there's certainly a lot of attention being paid to it.
Are you seeing a growing volume of those stories popping up in your newsfeed?
You know, it really exploded after the, you know, everyone talks about the Iowa Freedom Summit, and it really, it's been kind of like political news in Wisconsin, you know, being a fire hydrant of information since 2010. You know, it's kind of like since that Iowa Freedom Summit, Walker's been in the national spotlight almost nonstop. And really, you know, the only time it seems to pull back a little bit is maybe when somebody else announces, or there was a period where he was really avoiding media contact for a while, and he's back in the media spotlight because I think he's been doing a lot more interviews and taking questions from reporters. And so as we see that, you know, it's been a pretty constant flow, but it's nonstop.
So one really basic nuts and bolts question, you know, usually when you're covering your governor, you're following him around the state. Now he's going all over the country, all over the world. Does that make it a bigger challenge to cover his comings and goings?
Well, just right off the bat, it's more expensive, and for a newspaper of our size, we're doing as best as we can to follow him around the country, because really, I mean, this is a historic moment for Wisconsin. You know, whether you like the governor or not, we really have not had, we've never had a governor who was president or running for president. We've had former governors, you know, Robert La Follette and Tommy Thompson running for president. But this is really, you know, a unique experience for the Wisconsin people, and so we are approaching it as, you know, we're trying to cover it in that context. We're trying to give the viewers back home a front row seat and sometimes a backstage pass to these historic events, and it's really challenging because of the cost, and it's challenging because, you know, we it's not like we're embedded in with his campaign at all. They actually are have not done a whole lot to accommodate us. They basically have told me that they are treating us like the national media because we are, you know, people do read our stories, and they, you know, they have like a media specialist for the governor's Our American Revival group in Iowa, but that person doesn't talk to us for our Iowa stories. He's talking to Iowa media, newspapers and TV stations. We talk to their national media communication specialists, and they've done a good job, you know, responding to our questions. So,
talking to Matt DeFore from the Wisconsin State Journal about the challenges of being the Wisconsin reporter who's covering the national story that emerged when Governor Scott Walker kicked off his almost campaign for president of the United States. Now, Matt, I've framed this as challenges a lot, but is there kind of an opportunity, if I can borrow from the Music Man, maybe those national reporters don't know the territory and the Wisconsin reporters do? Do you think you and your colleagues around the state bring something to the table that the people parachuting in don't?
I certainly think we have a big head start, and we are We have an expertise on where he's been on various issues in this state. There was a storyline that came out a few weeks ago about him sort of shifting his positions on various issues, and we were one of the earlier outlets, you know, to pick up on that and do that story. Dee Hall, one of my coworkers at the State Journal, did a good piece on that. It wasn't the first story that did that. You know, there was maybe another one, but we were right in the thick of it. And then that became that's become sort of a narrative that some people have tried to make stick to Governor Walker. He's obviously pushed back on that. And then, we do have that expertise, and I think we're trying to develop that. You know, I know the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has done a fantastic job of really putting forward his biography in great detail. Jason Stein's done some great work going to Plainfield, Iowa, and Delavan, where he grew up. And so, yeah, I think we're pulling our weight here for our size. So.
And how about you started to touch on accessibility to the governor? When you're outside of Wisconsin trying to track him at events, are you, and other reporters for that matter, able to get to him for those questions?
You know, we certainly have to be aggressive. You can't just assume he's going to talk to you because you're the local media. And I know when I've been at various events, it helps to have been to several of them. I've been to New Hampshire twice, Iowa twice, South Carolina twice, and I was at the CPAC in Washington, D.C. And so I've seen the environment. You know, this is new for me. I'm not, you know, used to covering the presidential campaigns. In 2004, I covered the Republican National Convention, you know, as a graduate student. But this is a new territory for me. And the media landscape has evolved significantly since then. Many times in these events when he's going between different radio interviews, you know, they have these things called Radio Row. You're almost like in these rugby scrums, just kind of like pushing forward, and you know, you're really trying to position yourself to get right next to him as he's walking, get your recorder in his face and ask a question, or at least record whatever answer he's giving to another question. So that's part of the difficulty. He's also doing these quick media availabilities, which he's very accustomed to doing here in Wisconsin when he's out there. Right after giving a speech at these various events, he'll take three or four questions from the media. And it's very similar in that respect to what happens in Wisconsin when he does that, in that, you know, it's very quick, it's very competitive. You're not getting an in-depth interview with him. You're not getting a chance to really dive into the meat of something. But he is responsive to, you know, what the news of the day is, or, you know, if someone wants to toss in a gotcha kind of question, he obviously has to deal with that.
Have you gotten any good gotchas in there yet?
Well, you know,
I'd
like to think that I don't go for the gotcha question, but certainly we try to ask questions that are relevant to the state-based stories. I mean, when I'm out there, I'm not trying to write up the national narrative story. I still feel like it's our responsibility to get him on the news of the day in Wisconsin. You know, so a couple weeks ago when we Dee Hall and I reported about the a loan to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or that they had given to this, the $500,000 loan that they'd given to this, you know, questionable company. In the days before that, I was asking him at opportunities to, you know, respond to that. You know, maybe they think it's a gotcha question because I didn't have the time to really, you know, sit down with him and ask him in depth. But, you know, he wasn't making himself available to talk about that in depth. So,
is it harder to get answers to those state questions because everybody knows that when they're addressed, that's in that spotlight, that national spotlight, in the context of a presidential race, and they don't want to have that be a stumbling block?
As
you can tell from where you're sitting, of course.
Well, again, he doesn't have any control over which questions get asked. So when I was in South Carolina recently, you know, he gets one question from somebody about the John Doe investigation. I thought, you know, it was a very pointed question. It had been asked before. You know, he's answered it before, but, you know, again, national media kind of taking interest in that whole issue. And then sort of like the next reporter, I think, asked something about, you know, what's it going to take to win the presidency? Or some very generic kind of question that, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I don't, you know. He seemed to have addressed that in his speech, so it wasn't very, you know, in-depth. And then I think I asked him a question about, like, the Weedick audit that come out. And you're not going to get, a follow-up question on some state-related issue. And really, I have not yet seen, and maybe it's happened when in places where I haven't been, because I haven't been to every media gaggle, but, you're not going to get, you ask a question about a state issue, and then the next reporter follows up on that same issue. I mean, everyone's got their own agenda. Everyone's got their own storyline that they're trying to fit a couple seconds of soundbite into. And so, it's really just kind of a free-for-all.
We're getting a firsthand look at what it's like for a Wisconsin reporter to cover the likely national campaign of Governor Scott Walker. Matt DeFore is with us from the Wisconsin State Journal, and you can join in. What questions do you have for Matt about this kind of coverage? What happens on a day-to-day basis in these scrums, he called it, I think? And what are you seeing in the media that you like or don't when it comes to covering the presidential race? And maybe, hey, play editor. What would you send your reporters out to cover when it comes to the candidates? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We continue our conversation with state government reporter Matt DeFore from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at the challenges facing Wisconsin's reporters as they cover Scott Walker's likely race for president. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about what it's like to cover a presidential campaign? What do you think has changed in media coverage, local and national, since Governor Walker emerged as a leader in many polls? And if you were the editor, what stories would you assign to reporters covering the presidential candidates? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers. We've got Marty on the line in Green Bay. Marty, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, do you feel as though the national media is kind of updated on Scott Walker's history, good and bad, over the past tenure, or are they kind of having to play catch up and maybe asking some easy general questions? I'll take my response off air. Thanks,
Marty. Thanks, Matt. What do you think?
My sense is, you've got many of these outlets have assigned full-time reporters to Scott Walker. I know, like, the Washington Post, Associated Press, Bloomberg, New York Times. I mean, they've got, and maybe some of them share a couple candidates, but, they're really in the process still of getting up to speed, and I think they're doing a pretty good job of sort of delving into that stuff, at least. But, he's not even a candidate yet, so, as he, we're expecting him to announce, potentially end of the month or next month, depending on what happens with the budget. It's, there's certainly a long way to go in this election, and I'm sure you will see a lot of the stories that we've been covering for years resurface and get rehashed, and that, everyone's going to look for a new angle. It's happening. I guess it's a work in progress for them.
Marty, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you want to join in on the conversation with Matt DeFore about media coverage of the presidential campaign, what it's like going from covering a local story to that turns into a national story. Matt, you were on this panel back on Monday night. What kind of things came out that we haven't gotten into so far?
Go into it. It was a pretty intense panel because we had a lot of people there who I think wanted to know what's our responsibility when it comes to in their minds sort of exposing the governor for who he is. And I it was a very liberal audience, I felt like, so people who don't like the governor wanting to know why, when are we gonna really hold his feet to the fire for the national public to see. And I think part of the back and forth was, we have been reporting these things. We've put these things out there. When the governor makes statements that are, when he makes statements not, you know, that's sort of a different shade of the truth, maybe, or that he's embellishing something, or he's not providing the full context that might provide an audience with a fuller understanding of the issue. They're looking for us to really point that out, because the national media doesn't understand that, or they don't have the background. And so I think it was an interesting discussion about what we can bring to it. And I think in a lot of cases we try to do that. In every case, maybe not, but a lot of times the reporting we're doing is just to get out there what he's actually saying, and people can come back after that and do stories that at least take what he's saying and provide more of the context. So it's a lot of the reporting we do is in the moment, and so there's plenty of time to continue to do more analysis after that.
So when covering any politician and you're pointing out variance between what they say and what they do, or contradictions of what they've said or things like that, that's often something you do as a reporter. Are you saying that some people in the audience were looking to say, we want you to make a statement, a value judgment ultimately about the candidate in this case?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, an example I gave that I was trying to guess what they were getting at was if the governor in his speeches nationally talks about how, we did these Act 10 reforms in 2011, and today our ACT scores are number two in the nation, our graduation rates are number two, what he doesn't say is that, well, that's where they were before Act 10 as well. And so it's still a valid point that he's making. He can say it's not, basically the sky didn't fall after this. We don't know if there's going to be some longer-term consequence of what he's done with Act 10. Maybe there won't be. It's kind of a work in progress, but at the same time, it's also this idea that it's not that it necessarily the state is accelerated in its education. It just continues to be doing well. And so that's an example where, maybe we can provide more of that context when we're writing the story. I don't know.
Back to our callers at 800-642-1234. We've got Jim on the line in West Bend. Jim, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering whether the national media is making a really big deal about the fact that Scott Walker never got a college degree.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. Is that something you've seen your colleagues from the national stage focusing on at all, Matt?
You see that? I mean, it obviously came up at one point, and I remember early on, I think Howard Dean was on a talk show where he tried to make some big deal of, the governor being, I forget the exact word, something like being uneducated or something, or that there was some kind of problem with that, and he got a lot of pushback. I think he was getting pushback from Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, and there have been various references to it, I think, since, but not. I wouldn't say that's been like the main narrative. I think there's also a lot of pushback on the idea that just because you don't have a college degree, that, I mean, again, he was in his senior year and he took a job, so. He obviously went to college for many years, and I don't know. I don't know that the national media thinks that that's going to be, the be all end all sticking point on Walker. But I don't know that there is a real solid narrative on him yet, and I think that it remains to be seen what that narrative will be.
And of course, at the national level, maybe more so than at the state level, there's the distinction between the reporters and journalists covering it and the pundits, either ones attached to particular outlets or the ones who come on as talking heads. Do you think the public blurs those together in their mind as they observe the whole sum of coverage?
Oh, well, I mean, probably. I guess I'm not a total expert on media consumption, but I think in my last Andrew, I was kind of doing that. So, I mean, it's probably possible.
Yeah. So, as you're reading, if you read comments on your articles, have you noticed a change since this story went more national, got more national attention, either in who's commenting, the kind of comments, the heat behind the comments?
I would almost say no. But it's hard to, I mean, is it, you don't know who exactly, it's not like they fill out the comment thing with their name and where they're from.
Address, yeah.
Which I would maybe prefer they do, actually. But the comments could be getting more numerous because we're getting them from all over the country, or it could be because people in the state are more interested in this storyline than others. But they're certainly getting, those stories do always get a lot of attention, and that's perhaps why the newspaper has invested money in sending us places, because those stories do get a lot of attention.
Matt, briefly, on a personal level, as a guy doing a job, is it exciting to be doing this thing that has attention beyond your usual target audience?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't say this enough, that, you know, when I was, I'm 33, so I'm not like an old timer here in journalism, but I have been, you know, in the profession for a decade now. And so, like I mentioned, I was at the 2004 Republican National Convention thinking I was going to be covering national presidential politics. Like, that's something I wanted to do. But you start, you know, ended up getting a job at like a local paper in the Chicago suburbs. And then sort of from there, I went from there to the Wisconsin State Journal, where I was covering county government and then education. And, you know, lo and behold, our governor's now like in the top tier of presidential candidates, and covering state government, I'm covering the presidential election. So it's kind of like the sort of circuitous route to getting where I thought I was going to end up. But it's
to be continued. Matt, thanks for joining us. Matt DeFore with the Wisconsin State Journal. More on these issues and more coming up today and tomorrow here on Central Time.